Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the USA South podcast with your host, Alex Gobert. So, on this episode, we're going to talk about Leadership Summit, specifically South Leadership Summit. We're going to talk about like all the fun things that are going to happen with this summit and all a bunch of other things about it. So, for starters, this year is Leadership Summit 10 for South. It's a 2 to 3 day leadership summit that is going to be held at the University of Texas at Dallas over April Fool's weekend. And yeah, a bunch of fun stuff, like workshops. We're gonna have family programming. It's a great opportunity for networking and a bunch of other things. But I've personally never been to an in-person summit, so I don't feel qualified to talk about this. So I brought on a couple of people that do know how to talk about this kind of stuff. Introducing Summit 10 Executive Director Nick Din, Summit 10 Marketing and Media Director Ashley Nguyen, and Summit 10 Family Programming Director Chan Tran.
Thank you,
Hello,
Alex, for having
everybody.
us.
No problem. Thank you for coming. I
Yes,
appreciate you
sir.
guys taking the time out of your day to talk with silly old me. So yeah, in case anybody doesn't know who you guys are, why don't you guys give like a quick little introduction, maybe like your name, your position, and I don't know, fun fact about you. We'll start with Nick.
Hello, everybody. My name is Nick Din. I am the current executive director for Summit 10. A little fun fact about me: I'm old and should not be here, but here I am. And joining me are my wonderful directors, Ashley and Chan. Would you all like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah. Okay. Hi. Hi, my name is Ashley. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and I am the marketing and media director. Fun fact about me, I'm allergic to tofu. Yeah, so that's fun. Yeah, a lot of things actually, so
So
is it like
sad.
just tofu or is it like soy products in general?
Bean.
So it's like complicated because, like, you know how granola bars will be like may contain soy products? I can eat those, but like if it's like straight up tofu, I can't eat it. But then I can eat edamame, that's like soy beans, like, so I don't know, it's confusing.
It could be the process. I know when it comes to food, like when things get processed, sometimes like enzymes or proteins release and stuff, and that's
Curds.
what you are allergic to.
Weird.
That's
Interesting.
crazy.
Well, hello everyone. My name is Chan. My pronouns are he, him, his. I am the family programming director. I'm an alumni from UT Arlington. And a fun fact about me, I mean, I'm not allergic to any food, but I can't swim. There you go. That's my fun fact.
Look, me neither, man. That's okay.
All right.
Honestly, swimming is overrated.
Dude, I know. Who needs to go
No.
into on the water? It's fine.
Just stand up, you
Yeah,
know?
just stand
Just
up.
don't go in the
Swim.
water.
Just stand up. I don't know if Ashley can stand up in some of these waters.
Damn, bro.
Wow, you're gonna call Ashy out right
Oh,
now?
dang,
That's
Ashley.
messed up,
Ashley's like, I
Alex.
need to swim.
I can't swim
Oh,
either.
no.
Oh, Nick, can you
Wait.
swim?
Yes, I can swim.
Oh.
I'm
There
not good at it, but I
you
know how to
go.
swim. So I can
Got
survive, but not for
both
long.
powers. Oh, let's see.
But then again, I could just stand.
Oh, yeah.
<For
Yeah,
sure.
just.
Okay. Wow. So Nick, while we're on topic of you and your blessed ability to swim, why don't you tell us about your first summit experience and how you navigated the waters of that?
Oh, dude, my first summit experience. What was that? That was back in like 2016? 2016, yeah, that's my first summit. It was really interesting. It was something that I've never experienced before. I didn't know what to expect. I kind of honestly just went to it just like on a whim. But it was really cool. I met a lot of lifelong friends there that I still talk to these days. And it was definitely something that kind of made me fall deeper in love with VSA, as well as also kind of teach me something about myself I didn't know about. It's honestly something really cool that I do hope everyone is able to experience, and that they can also find their own like visions and self-growth and maybe connections from Summit. Really cool. It's really fun. I don't get too much into it because I really want people to kind of experience it for themselves as well without any expectations.
It's cool. Yeah, it's wonderful. Let's break it up. Chan, what about you?
So, my first Summit experience, that was when I was a freshman. It was actually hosted at UTA in 2018. I had a blast. I didn't really know what was going on. I was just a freshman that just joined VSA. I was just vibing throughout the whole event, you know. And I think that's the fun part about it, you know, just going with like an open mind and like just experience everything as it is and just be open to like meeting new people. And yeah, that's what made it really enjoyable for me.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's kind of funny. Just imagining like a young Chan just like waddling around. It's like, I don't know what's going on. Whoa.
A lot of good memories made. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. That's good. What about you, Ashley? Any good memories made?
So my summit was April 2019. I don't remember which summit that one was, but 2019. It was actually my first external ever. So at the time I wasn't really involved with my VSA as much, and my VPX was like, if there's any external you need to go to, you need to go to Summit. Like, promise me you'll go to Summit. And I was like, okay. And so I like pinky promise, so I don't break my pinky promises. So I showed up, and like none of my VSA members even knew me. They're like, who is this chick? And I'm like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. Like, just a promise. But it was really fun. I had a really good time. I came in like without any expectations, and I didn't know what was gonna like happen. And I think like it was just really fun because it's like it's different. It's different, yeah. So yeah, I really liked it, and it kind of started my leadership stuff in VSA. So yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. So yeah, I mean, I guess like I've never, like I said earlier, like I've never been to an in-person summit, so I'm like really excited to go to this one. Now that we're back in person and all this jazz, but I just wanted to know, like, what are your guys's like visions for the summit now that we're coming back and all this kind of stuff? We'll go with Ashley. Keep talking.
My vision for this summit, I kind of told all of the directors this, like as marketing and media, like I have a very big vision to like create Summit in a way where it's like kind of like how Disney markets to like little children. And like whenever kids go to Disney, they're like, whoa, this is so cool. Like that's what I want to kind of like market. Like I want to put out Summit as this like really big event, like, cause it is, it's a really fun event. And I want people to go and they're like, wow, like this is crazy. Like this is amazing. I really just hope that we build more leaders in our community, and yeah, that's kind of my vision for Summit.
Oh, that's cute. I am getting that Disney vibe from like all the programming, all the graphic, not the programming, all the marketing and all the graphics and all that. Like it just feels very storybook-esque so far.
That's why she is our marketing media director. This is all her vision, all the branding, all that. That's all her. All I do is get to sit back and relax and just watch it all unfold.
Must be nice. So while you're sitting back there watching everything unfold, what's your vision?
My vision? Okay. So my vision as an ED is honestly just create a space where people are able to grow and learn. Summit is always in my eyes, some place where one, they learn about themselves, two, grow and foster the leadership experience, and also make connections. Just because what's really cool about VSA and Summit in particular, it is more than just your school. It's an opportunity to be able to meet other people from all around the region. We even have some people from out of the region as well. So you could potentially meet someone from like New York, California, like Arkansas. Like it's all those fun places like you'll never meet unless you go to these type of things. And then being able to foster their leadership kind of allows them to be able to take that back home with them. And that could be applicable either in their VSA or even personal lives. It helps people, who knows, maybe get a job in the future. And my vision as Nick is just to find someone to replace me, honestly.
Oh my.
That's what it's all about. It's about passing that torch and bringing it to the next person.
That's funny. It's just like all this like deep talk, and then it's just like, and then I gotta find someone to replace me. Do it next
day. Yeah, dude, gotta get that's, out. That's how it is. Like that's where the fun is being able to hopefully inspire someone to take your place, because you can't be doing this forever. Like there's always time to move on. So being able to kind of inspire someone to kind of take that next step and move forward, and then eventually you're able to kind of leave it to them and trust that they'll be able to handle it and also create and show their own vision as well.
Wow, well said.
Very nice.
I don't even know what to say after that. Like, I'm just gonna sit there and soak
that. I mean, what do you want me to say, dude? Like, I have all these wonderful directors, so they're gonna replace me eventually. Thank God, so I can move on.
Yeah, go get him, Ashley.
You want to replace him? Okay, well, if you're not going to replace him, Chan, then you tell me what your mission is for Summit.
Okay, I'll tell you what my vision is. My vision as Chan and Family Programming Director is just to provide and like create that space where the attendees, they can feel like they're the highlight of our conference, you know, and that they want to partake in whatever we have planned for them. You know, just going through like all the games and like programming and stuff, just being able to like facilitate like those connections, kind of similar to what Nick said, and allowing themselves to open up to like a larger VSA scene and see that there's like so much more than just their school. Cause you know, that's probably what like everyone's only experienced so far, other than the externals they might have gone to. But yeah, just being able to like meet new people, make connections, and you know, after that, being excited to like go to the externals and like meet up with people that they saw already, and yeah, just being able to like branch out of a community like that's bigger than what they already have, and yeah, hopefully it changes their lives.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I definitely think it's probably a life-changing experience, even from, like, my virtual summit. It's definitely changed my life. I still hang out with them and talk to them and stuff. So I think your vision, I think it's working. And I think it'll work this year.
All
right. Yeah, while we're on the topic of, like, changing people's lives, like, how did Summit change your guys' life such that it made you want to apply for like these different roles that you guys have? Nick, we'll start with you.
I mean, I'm here right now, aren't I? it's crazy. So honestly, I didn't really get involved in South. Like Summit, my first one was during my second year. So like my first year with like BSA at local level, I was honestly not really into it. It was just kind of like, they were like, hey, Nick, you should join this. And I go and it's like, it's whatever. It's like, I wasn't really invested in VSA, invested in school like that. And I was just kind of like living day by day, just like not really caring about it. When it came to Summit, we keep saying it's a life changing, but honestly is if you put the work into it, because Summit is something that you get what you put in. So the more you put in, the more you'll get out of it. And it's pretty cool because, like I said, you got to meet really cool people who are different part of the VSAs. And these different people, they have like their different visions, different experiences, different lessons that they could teach you. And it just kind of shows you, like, oh, wow, this is like VSA is a lot bigger than just yourself. And then these are the type of people that will kind of motivate you and want you to put your best forward. And also, it gives you, like, hey, because I know these people, it gives you an excuse to be able to leave your city and go meet up with them, say hi, and like honestly build a bigger community. And because of this, once you get that like feeling of gratification, it honestly made me like, okay, so all of my predecessors, they did this for me. Now you kind of get that feeling you want to give back to the community for what they gave you. And by giving back and doing these leadership positions, it's really cool because you do actually foster an opportunity for the next generation, the younger people, to be able to get that same experience you have. And then if they get that experience, then kind of it keeps like chaining, and then it moves on to the next person, to the next person.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that, 'cause honestly, like that same sense of gratification is kind of why I applied for like core and stuff, and that's how I ended up like hosting this podcast. So yeah, I definitely like relate to that. Ashley, what did you? Why did you apply?
Y'all hear my roommate vacuuming?
Yes.
It's fine.
It's fine. We still hear you. Yeah, I
Wait,
saw that
so what's
bad.
the question?
Why did you apply for M&M director?
So originally, so let's see, whenever COVID started happening, during that year that summit was supposed to happen, I was on marketing committee already. And then later on, I was on also virtual summits marketing committee. And then I was on Camp Legacy marketing media committee. So I kind of felt like I was kind of getting stagnant as a staff member. And with like Nick, literally with Nick, he like baited me, but he was like, with everyone like Nick, Danny, Asia, everyone was kind of like, Ashley, like you have so much potential. And they were kind of like, at first it was kind of like a joke, but then like they really were pushing me towards that director position. They saw potential in me. So I kind of was like, yeah, why not apply? Because, you know, why not? But it's similar to Nick. Like I just felt like I really had to give back to the VSA community because like I got so much out of it. So yeah, that's kind of why I applied for my position.
It was never a joke. Everyone's pushing you genuinely.
It
It was never a joke. It is never a bait. Like, no matter what anyone says, if they say, oh, I got baited into this, it's never a bait. You really want to do it yourself. Someone just needs to give you a push and you just want an excuse. Just say it.
True, true.
Want
Chan, did you get baited?
Not really. That's kind of like what Nick said. I did it just because I wanted to. Why I like applied for family director. I mean, it just goes back to like how my first summit like pushed me to be an officer in my own VSA first. And then, because before my first summit, I was already welcomed with like a really like nice community at UTA, and so that's kind of what I want to do for like the people here at Summit, because this Summit may be their first like VSA experience ever, or for anyone, or maybe they're even first like external wise. So just really want to show them a good time and like show everyone that like there's a home for everyone, no matter like where you're from in VSA. So yeah, and people have been like, especially from like COVID for like the past like year and a half, everybody's been like longing for that like in-person connection and stuff. And so I feel like Summit's just gonna like reignite that like passion that people have for VSA and stuff. So yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You're just like, yeah, no, I just
Yeah.
applied. Just applied because I
Yeah,
wanted
sorry.
to. I don't know anything. Nothing crazy.
Why not?
I think honestly, that's all it takes. It's just that simple curiosity of like, hey, maybe I could try this out. Like, who knows? Like, you applying yourself, it definitely could lead to something bigger that you never know of. And who knows? Maybe you are really good at this, and maybe that you can pass on what you want. But honestly, it just takes a little bit of curiosity of wanting and seeing and trying to be able to blossom into this beautiful director that he is.
Yo.
So, Nick, since you started talking.
Bro. Bro, let me just sit back. Enjoy.
No, you're in the foreground now. Yeah, Nick, how have, like, your experiences with past summits and, like, all like, your past staffing positions, like, how have those helped you blossom into a good ED this year?
Oh, good ED. That's a big stretch right now. it's cool because, like, I think summit there, when you do it once, honestly, if you do it again, it kind of loses that magic of, like, that first time experience. But the thing is, if you go back as, like, different positions, like being a, let's say, going as a regular attendee is different from the experience of being a family leader, which is also a different experience from going as staffing. And staffing, it really kind of opens your eyes up all the work and behind the scenes stuff that goes on in conference. Because I'll tell you right now, during my first summit, I had no idea all this behind the scenes stuff was happening. But then, like, as you kind of get into the space and, like, ARB staffing and being directors or committees, you kind of see, like, oh my god, there's a lot of stuff going on, like, you never noticed. Like, there's a lot of fires that people put out that no one sees, which is the cool thing, because I feel like if you're able to put a fire, if you see an attendee and ask, hey, did you see anything go wrong on summit, and they say something went wrong, and there's, like, a lot of stuff that goes wrong, then you did really good. And then I think being able to have all these past experiences, it does help out a lot, because you kind of run into situations that could happen again in the future. And then you also get to see how each small part or each committee are working together to work this big machine of what Summit is. So having just kind of being the insight and the practice and just doing it, it definitely helps being an ED, because that way, because that's my position isn't creating Summit. It really isn't. It's honestly to help the directors kind of get their vision across and what they want to do and fit it all together. So I always joke around about how saying I don't do much as an executive director, but honestly, I really don't, because, like, having a strong team and a strong committee with their vision and driving, they do a lot of the work. I just sit back and just give out pointers here and there. So yeah, it's a fun time.
That's great. Yeah, I always I envy that style of leadership. I just, like, being able to, like, sit back and delegate, because I'm personally a really hands-on person. So if I'm not doing a lot, I feel like I should be doing more. And then I'm
No, I completely understand. It's definitely hard. It took me a while, because I used to be really, like, very hands-on, very, like, kind of want to work with, like, to the point where, like, you feel like you're kind of taking over. And then you gotta learn, like, know that, especially at a higher position, your job is to help everyone else learn and grow. So, like, it definitely takes a lot of self-control not to be, like, jumping in and changing things for them or, like, doing the work for them. It's really hard. Like, it really is. So, like, half the times if I join meetings, I'm just muted the entire time because I don't want to say anything. Just let them run their meeting. And it's hard, but like I said, having a strong team helps out a lot, because then, like, the things you want to do and say, they end up saying it or doing it themselves. And then you're like, okay, I didn't need to say anything. So it's really cool.
Oh, it's hard, but it sounds, like, very fulfilling. Like, just to know that they don't need you.
It is great. It is great.
Chan.
Hmm.
So this isn't your first rodeo as, like, a family programming, like, head, right? Like, for those of you who don't know, Chan was Camp Legacy 6's family programming captain. So how has, like, that and, like, your other family programming experiences, like, how have those shaped the way you're, like, tackling Summit 10 family programming?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be honest with you. This is my first Summit staff position. but besides that, family programming, like, they are two different events for, like, Camp and Summit, two different, like, themes that were trying to, like, express to the attendees. But from camp itself, you know, I gained experience with like working with family leaders and like just like seeing the games like happen in real life. It gives me an expectation of like what how I need to plan better, or like what I can expect it, or what how can I expect it to be executed, you know, well. You know, not like overestimating like my goals or like visions, you know, and making sure that like I have a set like timeline to follow through. You know, it's like I already know like a good amount, a good chunk of like what to do. Now it's like all about execution and stuff. So, you know, being family programming captain for camp really helped out with that. You know, just seeing like learning from my mistakes and like seeing how I can work well with like other people too, and like, you know, planning ahead of time, it's really helping out with like our timeline that we have. Yeah,
that's good, that's good. Yeah. I didn't even consider like the fact that they're different events, and they're kind of like very different at the core. I was just like family programming captain versus director, same thing, right? Yeah, I was like, it's kind of enlightening that you just brought that up. But like, while we're on the topic of like people that have staff for camp and for and are staffing for summit, Ashley here was also on the marketing and media committee for camp, and now she's a marketing and media director. But instead of asking you like the same thing I asked Chan, I wanted to know, like, you're the only director that is in charge of two committees. So like, how has that been in terms of like your workload? Is that like double the work? Is that like how does that feel to you?
Honestly, I don't think it's too crazy. Even though it's like, oh my god, two committees, but I think my staff, like my committee, like all the staffers that are on my committee, like they are working so hard and so well that it doesn't feel like we're overwhelmed or that there's too much work or anything. But yeah, I don't know. Marketing and media goes hand in hand with each other. So having the committee like kind of together with like meetings and stuff, it's easier to kind of organize and make sure that like things are falling through properly, rather than just like relaying over to one committee and then waiting for them to get back. So yeah, working with marketing and media together, it actually is working out really well. So yeah.
Oh, that's really good. I'm glad to hear that. I when I saw the post that you were like the head of two committees, I was like, oh my god, poor Ashley, she's doing twice the work. Oh no.
Nah, she got it.
Oh, okay. She's a rock star. She doesn't need anybody. yeah. Chan.
Yes.
Do you have any crazy, like, fun surprises that you can share with us? To encourage us to attend, because I know, you know, like I said earlier, summit's happening like over April Fool's weekend. So, are you gonna do anything crazy about that, or like, what do you have planned?
I don't wanna give away too much. You know, we, I think all the surprises that I have is for me to know and for everyone else to find out. But don't get me wrong. There will be surprises.
Oh, there will be surprises.
Oh.
Yes. Ashley,
oh,
you mind sharing?
Oh. Huh?
You mind sharing, Ashley?
For marketing and media, not particularly like on summit weekend, but all I have to say is there's kind of an Easter egg with all of our graphics right now. So have fun with that.
Pulling up all of them now.
So if you can figure out what's going on with the graphics, let me know. But yeah, that's kind of happening with marketing and media.
Interesting. I feel like you're looking for like a real egg.
it's super cool. It's something they came up on their own. Like I think originally during one of the meetings, they were just joking about it. They're like, hey, let's just make this into reality. So I think them doing it, it's a lot of fun, because like it's honestly a lot for them to be able to do it. But like, if people catch on, I think it'd be really cool as well.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take
Alex is going to be staying up all night looking at all the
I'm looking at like I'm looking at the cover photo right now. I'm like, I don't see anything. Yeah, so is that all you can share, Nick? Anything? Any fun or exciting surprises?
Fun or exciting surprises? Something fun and exciting is you'll be able to meet new people and have some really cool workshops and really cool keynotes. Ooh. I think that's really fun and exciting.
That's really exciting.
Surprises? If I let you know, then is it really a surprise?
Exactly.
I think that's something that we can keep on our end so that people would be like, hey, I want to know these fun and surprising things. So if they go to Summit, they'll find out.
Okay. I tried my best.
Expect the unexpected. That's all I can say.
It's going to be like, I don't even know. It's going to be a clown or something.
No. Okay, I'll say there's no clowns, okay? No, not on my watch, at least. If it does happen, just know it wasn't because of me. I probably forbid it, and they did it anyways. Really cool. Like, I think when it comes to Summit, it should be fun and exciting. It should be full of surprises. Like, if people come and know what to expect, then it's just like, oh, you're just going to some leadership conference. But if it's something cool and interesting, and like a once-in-a-lifetime experience, like, hey, isn't that all the more reason to go and try it out?
Really is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, because there won't be a second time where you're at the same place at the same time with the same amount of people. So
yeah. That's true. It'll always be a little bit different, huh? Even if you go next
always
year, it'll
be a different experience.
It's always something new.
Dang. Now I kind of want to go. Well, I didn't want to go before, but like that helped.
You should.
Me now, like I'm like very into South, but like 2 years ago, or I guess that was 3 years ago. 3 years ago, like in 2019, I was like a freshman in college, right? And then I saw like Summit registration open up, and I was like, what is this thing? And looked at the graphic, and it was like, I thought the ticket price was too high. I was like, that's expensive, and it's in Dallas. I don't want to go to Dallas again. What would y'all have like said to young freshman me to like encourage me to sign up?
To go to Summit?
Yeah, to go to Summit. I mean, like just in general, not Summit.
Yeah. I guess for the price, what takes in consideration of price is, one, you do get fed, so it's food. Two is to help fund the whole experience. Just because like when it comes to like workshops and keynotes and rooms and all that, like everything, there is a price point to it. And it's not like, yes, we do kind of funnel under donations and sponsorships. By the way, if you want to sponsor, contact me. But yeah, so we do run at that, but it's just because you are paying to kind of have run the experience and help out and like fund everything. Just because with the money that we get, that's kind of like all the money that we get doesn't go to our pockets. It doesn't even go to South's pocket. It goes all back into the event itself. And also, is there a price to change your life forever?
You got a point.
Yeah, you got a point.
And I mean, plus what's really cool, like I don't know, but like our region, the South region, our Summit prices is actually on the cheaper end. Like there are other regions that start off at like $80, $90, $100, like, so I think South Summit is a lot of bang for your buck, honestly.
Chan, anything to add?
It's just like, if I was talking to young you, I'd be like, hey man, listen, there are scholarships out there too, like, you know, there are opportunities for you to go for free, and I'm gonna let you know now, not a lot of people do them, so if you do it, you have a lot higher chance of, you know, going for free. But besides that, it's like the price you pay is like, it's incomparable to like the experience that you get out of it. Like, as cliche as it sounds, you know, like the memories that you make with like the people you meet and stuff, it's priceless, you know. You're not gonna get that same thing again, and you'll literally like meet people you never would have met otherwise. And who knows, it might be like something that'll guide you to like pursue like other leadership positions, or you know, you can just go to make it a fun event for yourself. You know, everything, like Nick said earlier, you get out what you put in. Yeah, just come through and then, you know, see what it's all about.
Dang, that helps. Actually, I think like both of those like help a lot. First of all, Nick, I didn't realize that was, like the South Summit was like relatively cheap compared to other regions' conferences. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was I don't know, that was news to me. But I think Ashley, I did know you when I was a freshman.
Aww.
I talked to you like one time, I think. After TVBN, because I remember I was like, oh my god, that's the little grandma.
Oh no!
I think I talked to you when you were with Adam.
What a time.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that's a little grandma. So what would you have said to me if I told you I was on the fence back then?
This is where, like, my marketing comes in.
Oh no.
I don't know. I feel like say that I'm talking to you, younger you, with the knowledge that I have now. If I was talking to you back then with the knowledge I had no idea. But with the knowledge that I have now, I definitely look at, okay, so the event is like a whole weekend long. It's about 3 days, three days, two nights or something like that. If you think about it, you divide it up and do the math, it's like not that bad per day.
like,
I don't know. And you meet people that you would never meet before, and you get to develop these friendships that are like priceless. And like you get to do workshops, you get to meet different types of people, like different types of leaders. I know, like, I went to a workshop and I was able to meet someone that was working in like the healthcare field that I wanted to like reach out to and stuff like that. And I was able to get their contact information and kind of further that network and help me out with like my career life. So I feel like not only are you creating friendships and stuff like that, but you're also like networking, especially if you are looking to go further with like your career, or you're kind of stumped or you don't know what to do. South Summit is not like only you finding yourself, but like you finding other people that can help you too. So yeah.
Wow. Yeah. To kind of piggyback on that, instead of thinking about like, hey, I'm paying to go to Summit, think about like this money is you're investing into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you think about it that way, then you're like, hey, because like even for me, like I was able to get a job because of people I've met through Summit and stuff. So it helps with the career path, because like, let me tell you right now, grinding and applying for jobs, it's a tough one out there. This world's hard.
Yeah, but being able, tough.
Yeah, it's really tough. So like being able to invest in yourself and be able to kind of meet people that can help you get where you want to be is honestly a really good thing.
Yeah, I agree with the grinding is hard part.
It's always a grind.
Always a grind. Hopefully I can find something at Summit for little old me. Nice little internship or something, I don't know. But yeah, I guess that's everything I had on the agenda today. Or not the agenda, that's everything I had today. But, I don't know, I kind of want to hear a little something else. I kind of want to hear like a quick little, because we're on the topic of like, what would you have said to encourage me to sign up? Take everything you just said and then just compress it into like a 30-second elevator pitch.
Oh no.
All right, Ashley, this is your job.
Ashley, aren't you like marketing director?
Yeah, this is live action. Right? Ashley, take it away.
Oh no.
Yeah, Ashley, take it away.
Okay. Okay, to our wonderful listeners, if you're kind of on the fence about Leadership Summit 10, let's just say 10 is a great number, and this summit is about to be great. Like, I promise you, you're going to make friends, you're going to find people that you're going to talk to for, like, maybe the rest of your college experience, maybe even longer. You're going to be able to curate your leadership and, I don't know, grow the way you want to grow. I mean, it's a new year. It's 2022. Time for you to, you know, become the new you. So come to Summit. Hopefully we can, like, you know, make that happen. Yeah. There's going to be a lot of fun games, workshops, other things. So, yeah, please come out. I would love to see you there. Yeah, that's it.
Wow. Clap, 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 clap.
I was not prepared for this.
That's okay, Ashley. It was better said than what I would have said.
Oh, no.
What would you have said, Nick? Give it to me.
Come. I don't know. It's up to you. I'm not going to force you to go.
What?
I'm going to make no promises or nothing. I will say your life will be different if you go versus when you don't. If you don't go, whether that's positive, negative, that's honestly what you put in. But for the most part, it's a pretty good experience. So, yeah, do what you want. I'm not your dad.
That's so casual versus like Ashley's like carefully.
See, that's why I'm not marketing media, dude. That's why Ashley's my spokesperson.
Ashley takes that casual talk and she has to like translate it into like professional
exactly.
Like, curated speech.
Dude, if I was marketing this summit, dude, it'd be going down in flames.
The discussion would be like, I don't know, just find out, just go to the event and you'll find out what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, like, come on, like, don't be lazy, just go. Or don't, I mean, it's up to you. Because like I said, there's no such thing as a bait. There's, no matter what anyone says, like, someone can't talk into it. Someone can't be like, hey, you should just go and do it and force you to go. Because at the end of the day, you are your own person, you make your own choices. And if this is something you're interested in, then I highly recommend it. And if it's not something you're interested in, then I still highly recommend it. But it's up to you. Like, at the end of the day, it's up to you. Like, what am I going to say?
It's true. I guess you're not wrong, I guess. I can't argue.
And if that's not going to convince you, then I can't convince you.
Chan, you going to split the difference? Going to go, like, halfway?
What they said, or wherever they are on my screen.
This guy.
No, literally, like, I don't know. Y'all took the words out of my mouth, and I already said it earlier. You know, the price you pay versus what you get out of it, and what you know, what you, which is based on what you put into it too. You know, it's priceless. You know, and yeah, I'm not gonna force you to go. I can only tell you that you know you're gonna have a good time. That's all I'm gonna say. You know, and if, you know, Nick won't be your dad, but if you do go, somebody will be. So
that's true.
Somebody could be your dad.
Mom, dad, guardian.
Yes, guardian.
Whatever they identify as.
Yeah, whatever they identify
as. Yeah, exactly.
We're inclusive here.
Yeah, 2022. Oh, it's so weird thinking 2022 instead of 2021.
Yeah. 2022.
From like all walks of life, you know, you'll get to learn like a bunch of new things that you probably didn't know beforehand. So yeah.
I'll, there is one guarantee. I guarantee you will learn one new thing.
You will learn something.
That's true. Even if you don't like it, you learn that you didn't like it.
Yeah, you will learn something.
That's true. Okay. Well, thank you for indulging my curiosity. That's actually everything I had for y'all. I just want to thank y'all for coming out to the podcast and like having a little chit chat with me, because I think if I just got on here and started talking for like an hour about random stuff, I think it would get pretty boring pretty fast. So thank you for joining me and making sure that I am not just ranting to myself into the void. Yeah, is there anything you guys wanted to like add? Anything that you guys want to tell any like potential attendees out there?
Yeah, registration's coming soon.
And to piggyback off of that, do it. You won't.
I bet you won't.
When is this being released, Alex? Do you know?
That depends on the turnaround time of the.
If it's before February, workshop applications are still open until January 23rd. So if you're interested in joining us and doing a workshop, sign up. You can find it on our Instagram or at UVSA South or our Facebook, UVSA South. I think that's it for what we have pubbing right now.
Yeah, you or anyone you know.
No experience needed. If you're passionate about something, sign up.
Well, I hope. Wait, hold on. I hope you have experience of what you're talking about, though. If you're doing workshops. Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna go in there and talk about stocks because I don't know anything.
Did you say stocks? Did you say stocks?
Stocks. Dogecoin. I don't know.
Can you imagine? Yeah. I would sit in a. I would go to a workshop hosted by Chan about stocks.
What?
Just for fun.
See these? These are, you know, candle looking things. You just gotta see if they go up or down.
Green good, red bad.
Green
buy
good,
low,
red
sell
bad.
High.
That's solid.
That's
advice.
Not financial advice.
That's solid advice. See, I think. I don't know. I don't do
see this movie, it. Wolf of Wall Street. See? Yeah, go watch that.
No,
Alex, this is what happened when you let us take over the conversation. We're just gonna derail it like crazy.
That's fine. No, that's actually fine. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. It also doesn't matter if you're in or out of reach, and too for workshops, you can be from anywhere. Yes.
And for registration.
Oh yes, registration too.
Speaking of
everyone is welcome. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the outer region stuff, I think when Nick was talking at the beginning, he was like, oh yeah, you can be like outer region, you can go, and then he listed like a bunch of states, and then he was like Arkansas at the end, and then like I didn't say anything, but I was like, huh.
Oh no, I definitely knew I said Arkansas, but it was too late, so I was like, whatever, it happened.
I was like, Arkansas is in the region.
Yeah, but they're like, they're so far.
But it's in Dallas. Dallas is like the midpoint of like the entire region.
It's like the midpoint of everybody.
Yeah, literally.
I know. I don't know why. Oh, I know why I was talking about Arkansas. It's because I was talking to someone about Arkansas, so Arkansas is still on my mind.
Oh.
That's funny. That's why I said, I'm pretty sure I said like what, California? Then I said New York, and then I remember I was talking about someone about Arkansas because I was like midway and I was like Arkansas.
You're just like, what's between them? Arkansas.
Yeah, I was like, Arkansas, I guess. I don't know. Who knows? If you catch it, you catch it. If you don't, you don't. It's whatever. You can flame me later. I don't care. You can flame me at Summit.
Yeah, that's why you should go to Summit. If you see Nick, if you see a tall, very tall man with glasses, and it's Nick, just be like, you said Arkansas is out of the region.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's whatever.
Yeah. I think that was everything we had today. So thank you everybody for watching, listening. And thank you, Nick, Ashley, and Chan, for taking the time out of your day to talk to me, because I'm lonely. I'm kidding. I have a wonderful dog.
You know when you won't be lonely? If you go to Summit.
That's true. That's true.
You will not be lonely.
But yeah. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.